I want to welcome everyone. This is Lisa Manini with Accelerate Associates, and it's half past the hour, and this is the Accelerate Associates Success Circle High Content Call, and I want to welcome brand new members. If you've just joined us, you're on the High Content Call, and the purpose of this call each month is to go through an extension of the Entrepreneurial Edge system, the systems in our business that bring it to new levels, and today's session is called Supersize Your Business Blueprint. So we're going to cover a lot of different things today, but primarily, you know, a lot of people say they want to double their income. I'm going to actually show you a plan of action and how to get there and how to develop your own blueprint, which is going to come in handy throughout the year. But before I get to that, I want to make sure that everybody is updated on the upcoming events. We have the Q&A call that's scheduled for the 25th of this month. And the purpose of the Q&A call for the new members is to submit your questions that you might have, perhaps on any type area of the Entrepreneurial Edge system. And ask your questions. And if you would like to be coached in or through your question, you can come on live, or you can just submit your question, and I'm happy to answer that question for you. You send those questions to info@accelerateassociates.com. It's EXCELLERATE associates.com. Just want to remind everyone of the upcoming event we also have on Thursday, January 20th at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, called Get Your Goals in Gear. I'm going to go through a high content call there, but that's open up to everyone. This is the call today is just for the Success Circle call, so you're going to get a lot more information on this call. And different subjects, but Get Your Goals in Gear description of it is in the Success Circle, as well as the registration page, so feel free to tap into the Success Circle and register for that call. Again, that's Thursday, January 20th at 5 p.m. At the end of the call, just so you know, for those of you who have not joined us for our live three-day event, we're holding it in May of this year, and May 12th, 13th, and 14th, which is Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You definitely want to attend that one. It's going to be an absolute blast. We have wonderful sponsors that are coming on board. We've got two more that are coming on board very shortly, so it's going to be a lot of high content. We're going to go through the Entrepreneurial Edge system and really ramp up your business for this year. And again, that's in May, at the end of the January 20th call, I will give you more details on that for those of you who haven't yet gone through that. And even if you have, if you're an alumni, we're looking forward to having you back. Each year, you're going to be in a different place in your business, and it's always nice to come back and see what's changed, and people will say, you know, I'm hearing the messages in a little bit different way, or I'm hearing about the system in a different way, and they end up upgrading something in their business because they're hearing the content differently, because they're in a different place in their business and a different mindset. Okay, well, let's get to today's call, which is Supersize Your Business Blueprint. And as I said before, a lot of business owners really say they want to double their income over the next year, but they don't have a clear plan of action on how to get there. And so that's where your business blueprint comes in handy. And on today's call, we're going to talk about the advantages of knowing exactly how to take your business to new levels this year, how some of the major reasons that business owners never achieve their goals, and how to avoid those mistakes, and some of the step-by-step elements that you should have in your business blueprint to make this year the most profitable one that you had. And I've heard from some of you already that have said, I've had a stellar January. This has just been already starting off as a really great year. And a lot of you did that because you attended the last 3 day and you created a lot of momentum. So now that momentum that you've created, a lot of those systems that you created are starting to work on autopilot, and all those seeds that you planted are starting to sprout up in January. And if any of you live in Michigan or the cold states, you'll appreciate that because we like things sprouting. Right now we're inundated with snow, the white stuff. So, okay, well, let's get started here. A lot of times people say, I want to double my income. I want to have more clients. I want to have, more of this or that. Yet, and even more personal, they want more personal time. They want to exercise more. They want to lose weight. So whether or not your goals are personal or professional or spiritual, it's important that you go through a goal setting, because a lot of the advantages of knowing exactly where to take not only your business but your life is a clear direction. And when you have that clear direction, that's a real advantage. Why? Because you're setting priorities, you've got focus, you're choosing your priorities, which goals are important. A lot of people, when they set a goal, or, they'll look at that goal and they'll say, that just seems so unachievable. And because some people are not naturally hardwired, and for those of you that have followed me for a while, I talk a lot about your natural hardwiring. And there are times where people that are very linear in their thinking will look at a goal from now until when I reach the goal. But for some of you who are hardwired differently, you might have to take a more creative approach to reaching your goals and being clear on your direction. And that is, if you envision your ideal and work backwards. And for some people that are listening to this, you might come to the conclusion that that aha moment for you, that, oh my gosh, that's right. And sometimes when you're working your way backward, it doesn't seem so overwhelming when you're trying, you're thinking, I've already got there. What is my end destination? How do I work back to where I am today? And for some of you, that's a very helpful perspective on setting goals and knowing exactly how to take your business to new levels. And it's important, I think, every year, too, to even think out further, not only 1 year, but 3 years. What do you want that to look like? And start writing that down. Because when you have a clear direction of where you're going, that path becomes much clearer, and so do the opportunities. So you know which opportunities to say yes to, and your decision making and who you spend your time with becomes much clearer. The other advantage to knowing exactly how to take your business to new levels is not only a clear direction, but you'll know when to enlist the support of other people. So many solopreneurs and small businesses, the owners try to do everything themselves. And you try to be everything to everyone, and you know the expression, if you try to be everything to everyone, you'll be nothing to no one. And so when you know exactly how to take your business to new income levels or to new levels, whether it's client levels, cash flow, whatever your metric is, and you're clear on it, you'll know just by looking at your plan, hey, wait a minute, I can't do all this myself. That's not realistic. What is realistic, if I outsource this, if I shift this, if I do this, and enlist the support of other people in helping you do that, even if it's just for 15 minutes and they take over certain activities, maybe your content posting, maybe some of your other marketing systems, so that they happen on autopilot. You can also, when you've identified all the things that you need to do and you have that clear plan, another advantage is you identify realistic time frames. You see, when you're just trying to do things by the seat of your pants, it's often hard to estimate the amount of times that things take. And you get distracted. And when you get distracted, you start working on something else that takes a lot of your time up, and then you don't feel as accomplished as you want to. Another advantage to knowing exactly how you're going to take your business to new levels is you can also measure your true progress. How do you measure it? You measure it because you've identified metrics to it. And when you identify metrics to it, you can see, like gauges on a dashboard, you can immediately see what's working, what's not working, and truly measure your progress. You know, it's interesting that I hear a lot of stories, oh, you know, business is down. But, you know, from a lot of my clients, though, business is actually up. But I'll ask the question, well, how do you know, for those that are down, how do you know, what are some of your metrics? And they really don't have a lot of metrics. And then as we dig a little deeper, well, what are your conversion rates? What are your off your website? What are your conversion rates in person? What are your, you know, how many people attended the workshop? How many people those attended the workshop, even though the numbers were down, how many of those converted to clients or prospects that wanted to go to the next step? So all of those measures or metrics can give you more of a realistic idea of your progress that you're making in your business. So even though you may not be seeing the revenue results, perhaps you're talking to more people. Perhaps you've ramped up your referral marketing. Perhaps you've identified new sources. All of those are advantages because you know exactly the pulse of your business, not just in the revenue section, but in other areas. And I'm going to talk about four filters because a lot of people look at just the financial filter. I'm going to talk about other filters where your goals should, you should have goals in all these four filters. When you also, another advantage to knowing exactly how to take your business to the next level is it helps you brainstorm. When you can see that, hey, wait a minute, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to brainstorm some ideas. It's going to help you be more focused in that brainstorm, help you identify maybe even easier ways to get that particular action item completed. So it's going to help you brainstorm. It's also going to help you fine-tune a course of action and see any gaps. So when you know, you know, an advantage to knowing exactly how to take your business to new income levels, when you have a very clear plan in front of you, you can fine-tune your course of action, fine-tune your ideal or preferred clients, and also see the gaps. And there's value in seeing the gaps. Because when you see the gaps, you can identify the resources that will help you close those gaps. You'll also have a good idea of your expenses. When you, an advantage to knowing exactly how to take your business to new levels is you'll know what your expenses are and what expenses that may be more of investments, how you need to invest either in yourself or your business. And another advantage too of, let's see, how many did I mention? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And the eighth advantage to knowing exactly how to take your business to new levels is you can also avoid some duplication of labor. You know, a lot of times when people are outsourcing or they're haphazard in their approach, you know, they might be asking two different people to do two different things and then end up duplicating labor, and then those unintentional expenses occur. Why? Because you weren't focused in the first place. So an advantage to knowing how to take your business to new levels is that you're going to be much more efficient in how you dole out that labor so that you don't duplicate it. So those you know, those advantages are important in any business owner, but especially solo businesses and even very small businesses, because when you have a smaller business, you have less resources, and so you want to maximize and leverage those resources as much as possible. And it's an important, it's going to be important for you, if you do have staff, to also mention what, you know, where you're taking your business, why you're taking it there, and have a conversation with your staff. Again, all of those are good reasons to, you know, they can be helpful in brainstorming with you in some of the solutions. Now, a lot of, too, when business owners at the end of the year, they end up, you know, saying, gee, you know, we didn't meet our goals. And there's a lot of reasons why that people don't end up achieving their goals. And I'm going to share some of those mistakes. I think I have about 10 that I came up with here that I think really hit the nail on the head. And just think about these, you know, 10, you know, reasons, I guess you could call them, why people don't achieve their goals at the end of the year, and how it applies to your own business. And I want these to be thought provokers to you, to really think about what changes that you'll want to make in your life and in your business. And the first one is people don't engage in yearly goal setting. And a lot of people will claim they understand the importance of it, but about, I think it's 80% of the people never set goals for themselves. 80% of people never set goals for themselves. And I saw a statistic about 20% of the population that does set the goals, okay? Out of the 20%, roughly 70% fail to achieve the goals they'd set for themselves. I mean, and I think a good indicator, especially in the January, is if you go to any workout facility, and there's a lot of people on the treadmills on January, right? Let's see if those same people are there at the end of in December. But a lot of times it's because people may set a goal, but there's other reasons why those goals also don't come to fruition. And part of that has to be an integration of four filters. The four filters are internal, external, financial, developmental. Now, I've blogged about this, and I've had other high-content calls about those four filters, but they really are powerful filters in identifying your goals for the year. And the reason I say this is because, and so any goal that you set, by the way, is going to have one of these four filters. So, because usually with business owners, what ends up happening is they either, you know, set a wealth goal or a personal goal, but achievement and success involves all four goals. And if they're incongruent at any point, it's going to feel like you're working really, really hard and maybe not accomplishing much. I'll give you an example. You know, how many times people say, I'm working really, really, really hard and I'm exhausted? Okay, well, it's probably because there's an incongruency with one of those four filters. So an internal filter could be internal to you, your family. You set the parameter of what internal means to you. Now, some people will say, well, I want it to be internal to my business. Well, that's fine, but don't forget to take care of the entrepreneur. Remember, you must first serve yourself to sustainably serve others. You must serve yourself to sustainably serve others. So if you're not taking care of yourself, if you don't have that internal filter or that internal goal that says, I'm going to take care of myself, because that's important, whether that's, you know, working out, whether it's taking vitamins, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, doing yoga, things to relax if stress is, you know, a challenge you know, if you're challenged by taking on a lot of stress and you decompress through different types of stress reduction programs, there has to be that, you know, taking care of you, the inner entrepreneur. And that would be more of an internal goal. Again, internal can also mean internal to your business. What's a goal internal to your business? What do you want it to look like? What do you intend for it to look like? External filter. What does the all things that are external to your business, you know, do you want to have a stronger social media marketing presence? Do you want to be known as an expert in your field within a certain geographic area? What are some of those external goals that you want to set for yourself? Then, of course, we get into the financial. Some people are better off with monthly, quarterly, yearly. Others, again, this is depends on your hardwiring, but some people will prefer the goals that are set on a yearly basis. So whatever it is that is a motivator for you goes through the financial goal, that's financially based. And then we have the developmental filter. What needs to be developed? Now, you could put the development filter through internal, external, and financial. So what needs to be developed internally? What needs to be developed externally? What needs to be developed financially? Or the overall development. So if that's development of staff, development of processes, development of systems, development of marketing systems, development of client systems, development of yourself as an entrepreneur, and plan that out. You know, a lot of people look at their own personal development as an afterthought rather than a purposefully planned out, where am I going to develop this year? What am I going to have for my own development? And so, again, the reason business owners don't achieve their goals oftentimes is because they don't engage in yearly goal setting. So those are important elements to have. The second reason business owners don't achieve their goals, too, often has to do with mindset. The fear of success, the fear of failure, maybe the feeling of feeling unworthy. Some people are afraid they're going to fail, and they may actually succeed. and so they, in those cases, they don't even try to achieve their goal, or they self-sabotage their goal. And that comes a lot with the mindset systems that they have playing in their head, that recording that's going on in their head, and, you know, or they get themselves in a, you know, a lose-lose situation. They say, well, if I'm successful, nobody will want to be around me. If I'm a failure, nobody will want to be around me. Or they'll think negatively. Well, you know, and they think negative, that people won't want to be around them if they're successful, because people will be envious. Okay, so it becomes that lose-lose situation, that self-fulfilling prophecy, right? So no matter which way you go, so your mindset will always determine your actions. Your mindset will always determine your actions. So if you're apprehensive about a deal going through, okay, well, that's going to be felt. If you're not absolutely sure that it's going to happen, and you have any doubt whatsoever in your mind, you know, that somehow gets translated. And I've seen it over and over, whether that's confidence, whether that's things that you say, not only to yourself, but other people. So you want to put out very positive energy and the mindset systems. And I say system because changing those mindsets are not just a one-time, I'm going to think positively and say my affirmations. Mindset systems are done on a daily basis, like exercise or taking your vitamins or any of that, those things that help take care of yourself. So think about those mindset systems and how you might be, it's affecting your business. I've got a great example today that happened. I was listening to a gentleman who was saying, you know, well, we had a workshop and about five people showed up, so it was kind of disappointing. And so I just kind of asked, what was your purpose of the workshop? I mean, is it to get new clients? And, well, yeah, I want to be an expert, but yeah, I'd like clients. Well, were you able to get their, you know, yeah, I'd like to get clients was his answer, but, you know, I don't want to be too salesy. And I said, well, were you able to get their information? No, I don't like to do that. He doesn't like to get their information, their email. So right now that's telling me a little bit about his mindset system. If he's so concerned about coming off salesy that he doesn't even want to get people's name and number or email addresses. Now, again, your mindset is going to affect your actions every time. And so there's a mindset there that's stopping him, whether it's the salesy piece or another sort of self-fulfilling prophecy, that's stopping him from doing that because he's looking at that as a salesy option rather than a duty to let people know of his products and services. So clearly he's an expert in his field because, you know, there was other chatter in the room about him doing a great job and this and that and how people really enjoyed and he got positive feedback. Well, great. But is it resulting in any type of conversion, whether it's conversion of signing up for a newsletter, whatever? So those are some, you know, the mindset and the mindset system that's playing every day is going to affect your outcomes. So, but this is one of the reasons why business owners don't achieve their goals. The third one is really a lack of understanding about the goal-setting process. I just want to just review briefly about some goals, the difference between goals and objectives, and I know people use these terms interchangeably, but when you're looking at goals, setting goals for your business, they're more broad. They're more broad, they're general intentions, they're more intangible, they're abstract. Usually they can't be validated as is. So, for example, one might be plan for continued growth in your business. That's a very broad goal. But the objective to go along with that is, and objectives are going to be more narrow, they're going to be precise, they're going to be tangible, concrete, they can be validated. So let's say your goal is plan for continued growth. Your objective is going to be bring in maybe five new prospects in the next 30 days. All right, so that's your objective is very, it can be validated, it's very precise, it's tangible, but a lot of people don't have this concept of the goal setting and the differences between both of them, so they never set their goals in a way that's going to keep them motivated, that's going to keep them focused, that's going to keep them realistic and seeing their progress throughout the year. So it's important to understand, you know, the difference between goals and objectives and action steps and having metrics and the resources that are needed and identified for each of those plans, and then sharing those plans with staff or the people that you outsource to. The number four reason why business owners don't achieve their goals is a lack of commitment. You know, people say they want to achieve a certain goal, but what they're not really committed to it, and they don't give it their full effort. And if you don't give it your all, you're going to receive those mediocre results. So, I get this a lot with business owners who maybe are in a career transition or just starting their business for the first time. So they're hesitant and maybe they still think they're going to get a job in, you know, in corporate America. And so what happens is they don't go full out. They hold back a little bit. So this lack of commitment. You know, they'll say they're committed, but in reality, they're stalling. They're not going full out. They're not letting everybody know. They're not going full press on their marketing of their business. In the fifth one kind of goes along with that, is they lack the courage to act. The courage to act. So, you know, ask yourself that question too after setting a goal or writing down those dates and setting the objectives. What's the, you know, some people never get to the first step. They don't take action. So nothing happens. Right? And so by the end of the year, not much has happened. And they really lack the courage to act on some of those. And even some of those things that they think are going to take a long time, and they don't act. Number six. Another reason is analysis paralysis. You know, people who want it to be perfect. And you know, if you're wired that way, where you need a lot of information, you have a lot of that judgment driver in you, you naturally want it to be perfect. So you make it, you know, really complicated, or you try to make it hard on yourself by doing all of this research. And in some cases, it's necessary. But the more simple that something you make something, the easier it's going to be not only for you, but also for your clients to identify with it, to enroll in it. So don't try to do too much analysis paralysis, because you can also miss out on opportunities. And, you know, it's interesting, but I just kind of want to go back, because it's about analysis paralysis, but it's also the lack of courage to act. And these two kind of play off each other, as does the mindset. Because I know a lot of people, you know, they're saying that their businesses are, you know, it's coming, I can see it moving, it's great. But then they're looking at the analysis of what is, and they're forgetting of what is coming. And so they're not acting courageously and acting in anticipation that things will happen. So they get into the delay mode, and they get into this wait and see mode, and they get into the proof mode. And what I mean by that is they're so bent on, I absolutely have to get this business or else I won't move forward on this other thing, which is an investment in their business. So they never move forward on the investment in the business until they see the new business come in. But in many cases, you have to act courageously with an anticipation that it will happen. Now, I'm not saying going into debt and make foolish choices by any means, but for those who are naturally wired for surety and guarantees, there's something about stepping into faith when and acting courageously taking that step forward, acting as if it's already occurred, and taking that step into faith that, you know, that business is going to come in, and as a result, I'm going to have the money to pay for this. So I'm going to sign up today because I know that it's going to come down the pike. And for many people, that gives you a little bit of angst, but that often is what takes you to the next level in helping you move your business ahead. So stepping into faith, again, having that courage to act, even though you don't see it, even though you don't see it yet, but it's working and having that faith. Number seven, the reason why business owners don't achieve their goals is a lack of integration. And what I mean, again, is the integration of those four filters, the internal, the external, financial, developmental, and but also very clear vision of where you're going. And I'm going to be talking about the elements to have in your business blueprint, and a vision is part of that. But a lot of people never even have that life vision, or even a vision for their business, for that matter. And so it's really hard to achieve your goals when you're not really clear about where you're headed, and you're not really integrating all those different other areas of your business into your life. Number eight, another reason why they fail to fail in achieving their goals is failing to plan. And a lot of people understand the notion of goal setting, but they might push aside some of their natural gifts to get them there, to the goal. Or they don't really realize the people that will help them get there. And so they fail to plan the necessary resources to get there. You know, there's something that said that everything that you need is in your life right now. But yet people fail to plan, fail to see what's around them to help them get there. And a lot of us bring the attributes and our own talents to the table. We just need to tap into them. But we fail to bring those to the table, and we fail to plan. And so just be mindful that you might have some talent that you can bring that will help you get to your goal even faster, or even somebody around you, and remember to plan that out. And giving others, you know, plenty of ample time to respond to. Number nine, having too many goals. Those are for the go-getters, those ambitious people. Some people have too many goals and not enough focus. You know, and when, you know, you're standing in front of, you know, maybe three dartboards, and you're trying to get the bullseye, which one are you going to choose? It's kind of like that with having too many goals. You can have more than one goal, but it's important to make sure that those goals give you your highest return on investment and effort. And number 10, lack of motivation to change. A lot of times business owners won't want to change even their mindset about certain things. Social media, for example. That's a big one. Social media is the big one. A lot of people won't change their mindset about social media and how it integrates into their business. Or they're going to continue to do the same old advertisements and wonder why it's not working. But they fail to change. They fail to invest themselves, to find other avenues and ways to use maybe social media, because maybe the way they've been using it, it's not working, so they're saying, oh, there's no return on investment there. But they don't look at other avenues or ways to look at it, or they don't systematize it. So they think it's too hard. Again, these are just things to think about that I've run into, but just looking at how people get things done in today's marketplace, the changes that have occurred, you know. And by the way, mobile marketing is on the increase. Why? Because a lot of people had these smartphones, and smartphones you can do work anywhere. And so it's really changing the way people are doing their work and how they're marketing and their websites. But if you just have a static website and you're doing nothing else, all right, the marketplace has changed. So think about changing your mindset, changing how you see things and view things. Okay, well, let's, I want to talk about the elements in, you know, in achieving your goals, and it's in really supersizing your business blueprint. A lot of people wouldn't dream about building a house without a blueprint, so why would they even build a business without one? And there are some key elements, I think, in a blueprint, and many of you who have gone through the Entrepreneurial Edge system are familiar with this. But I think it's important to also review that over and over every year, because that helps you align more of your goals and objectives. But more importantly than that, also your vision. Your vision, your purpose, your thought, your mindset systems. So some of the key questions to really looking at your business blueprint and the execution of it is, the first question you might ask yourself too is, are you aligned in purpose, vision, and thought to grow your business with less effort on purpose? So are you aligned in purpose, vision, and thought? And whenever there's a disconnect in purpose, vision, and thought, or thought, it's usually because one of those aren't really clear. Your thoughts aren't clear, maybe your vision's not clear, your purpose is not clear. Maybe your purpose, your whole being, you know, on the planet purpose, or the purpose of you being in business, or doing that kind of a business. You might want to ask yourself too, am I working with my preferred client? Or am I working with people that are just giving me an income? That's really key to being successful and making sure that you achieve and supersize your business blueprint. Does your marketing mix target your preferred client profile? So all the marketing you're doing, is it aligning to get to your ideal client? And if not, and where you're spending your time in networking and whatnot, if you're spending time there and it's not resulting in you getting referrals or to your preferred client, then something needs to change. Is your business model in alignment with your vision and your hardwiring? Why is that important? Well, if you're trying to execute a business model that's completely opposite of your hardwiring, it's not going to work. Why? Because you're consistently trying to be somebody you're not. And you're trying to execute this business model that's weighing you down, so you never feel quite motivated. And are your objectives, remember objectives are more specific, are they smart, specific? Are they harmonious? Are they measurable? Are they attainable? Are they realistic? And are they time sensitive? And those are really key in making sure that those objectives can keep you focused. Because you know exactly the timing, the resources, the that you need in order to be successful. And the most important, I'm sure you knew that I would say this, but the most important is, have I systematized? Have I systematized all of my operations? Have I systematized my marketing? And as you look at internal, external, financial, and developmental goals, think about, have I systematized some of this? How have I integrated this? And those are going to be more helpful as you develop your blueprint. Now, think about that. Are you aligned in purpose, vision, and thought? So what is your vision? What is your purpose or mission? And what are your conscious thoughts? And here's where people don't even think about what's playing on in their head, those mindset systems. So if your conscious thought is, oh, nobody wants to hire me, nobody wants to hire me, nobody wants to do business with me, what do you think you're going to get? Well, the same old, same old. So even though you have this great vision, even though you might know exactly what your purpose is, why you're in business, and your mission, your conscious thoughts are playing a different tune. So there's not going to be that congruency in your business blueprint. And that's going to help you create laser focus. So making sure that what's that recording in your head, what's going on, is congruent with what you intend to happen. Are you working with your ideal or preferred client? And if you're not, what changes are you going to make? Do you know who your ideal client is, too? That's going to be really key. Does your marketing mix target your preferred client? So if you have your preferred client profile, you know exactly and precisely who you're working with. Does your marketing mix, those different ways that you market your business, whatever they are, whether they're, you know, your networking, your social online sites, your e-marketing, your teleseminars, your webinars, your speaking, your lead generation, all of those are part of your marketing mix. Whatever else, you know, traditional advertising, traditional marketing that you're doing, are those targeting your preferred client? Now, if not, then you'll need to change one of those. And that would go on your plan, your blueprint. And there's, you know, does your business model need to change? Or your preferred client needs to change? Because, you know, there's a lot of people trying to market to markets that have been saturated. So you also need to think about, is there a different preferred client that I need to go after, number one. Number two, is there a way that I can serve that market differently than I have before? And again, that goes back to your business model as well. So you may need to change how you're doing business with that particular market. And or, again, if you're trying to be too much to too many people, you might need to narrow your focus as well. And also, and to systematize, I can't stress enough the importance of systematizing your operations to make things much more, not only easier internally, but easier to our customers. Perhaps there are things that are bogging down the process where you can reorganize internally, utilizing your websites more. Those are all just different possibilities to systematizing your internal business. You also want to look at your business blueprint with your business model and make sure your business model is clear. Not only clear to you, but clear to the people that work with you. And remember, too, that when you do make specific objectives or SMART objectives, you want them to be specific, kind of the what, who, where, which, why, okay? You want them to be harmonious, aligned with your objectives and your hardwiring. You want it to be measurable with metrics, you know, kind of the how much, how many, how will I know it's accomplished? So very measurable. Conversion rates, I mentioned earlier. Conversion rates are a really great way to measure a part of success. Even though it may not be directly financial success. So for some of you, it might be, okay, let's say 5 people attend your workshop, but of the 5 people that attended, what are your conversion rates? You know, if you're seeing 100% conversion rate, either in a, you know, some sort of a follow-up session with you or whatnot, those are very powerful. That could be a very powerful conversion rate. You know you're doing something right. So then you might need to look at your business model or, you know, what are some of the reasons why people aren't signing up with you can you make some enticements or something that would affect people's decision-making? So all those things are helpful when you have the metrics and the measurables available and you're tracking them. You want it to be attainable too, and I mentioned that earlier. You know, it's important to set goals that are stretch goals, and also goals, though, that are attainable, that aren't so far out there that it seems impossible to you, and it actually ends up demotivating you. With your business blueprint, to really supersize it, again, look at the realistic and relevant. And objectives can be both realistic and high, and only you can be the decision maker in that. And so think about that. Enroll your employees, if you have employees, enroll your employees in that process. Because, you know, sometimes you want to set a goal actually lower than the employees, and they end up setting the goal much higher than you would have ever thought of doing that. And again, you want to make sure your objectives are timely. Setting timelines are very helpful. When are you going to meet? How often are you going to meet? Kind of these generic some days usually don't work. How, you know, when are you going to follow up with your clients? What date? What time? Those become more anchors and more helpful when you're trying to execute your business blueprint. Other types of, I think, reasons why people and how you can really supersize your business blueprint this year. You know I keep going back to the mindset, but that is so critical because it's interesting because recently I've run up against, you know, several mindset and how much mindset affects people's actions. You know, I run up against that mindset system all the time when it comes to social media because people will make certain policies, internal policies about social media that does not serve them or the people that, you know, they want to connect with. Just a couple of examples recently, and I might have shared this one, but what was it? I think I might have mentioned this one in a previous high content call, but I had a gentleman that I connected with, and he said, well, you know, I only connect with people I really know well. And I was actually connecting with him because I saw we were connected through several other people. And I emailed him back, and I said, okay, you know, great, but this is how I use social media. It was through LinkedIn. This is how I use LinkedIn, and I use it to actually expand my network and meet new people so I know who I can refer to and expand my referral sources. And didn't hear from him for a while, and I figured, okay, well, that's his policy, and again, that's his mindset about social media. Well, weeks later, and I got an invitation from him to connect. And he made, a little funny remark about, yeah, I know we met a while back and I didn't want to connect with you at the time because, and I learned, once we connected, what I learned from him was this. I learned that he had gotten some training from somebody at some point early on in his social media, you know, getting on social media. And social media is changing regularly, so it's important to keep up to date on those things. But he had received some advice that he should only connect with people that he knows well. Now, that, yeah, I suppose you could do that. He had maybe 50 people that he was connected with. So it really affected his business. And he was, I don't remember his business, but it did affect his business. And we talked later on, and I actually was giving him some coaching over the phone, and I said, you know, think about this and that, and we ended up connecting and actually talking on the phone. Really nice guy, and, you know, again, those mindsets, and it could be the mindsets because of things that we learned a while back, and we're still trying to execute the same type of learning in a marketplace that's already changed. And the marketplace is going to continue to change, so we're going to have to continuously stretch ourselves and continuously look at those mindset systems that we're creating that affect our actions. Someone else said that they, you know, didn't want to connect because, I'm trying to think, I think they couldn't see my connections. And so it was their policy to only connect with people who they could see their connections. I said, well, we can't see the connections yet because we're not connected. They didn't accept my invitation yet. And so once they received the invitation, they could see all of my connections. But again, here you go with a mindset, even a policy that somebody created about connecting with someone that could, you know, really inhibit their ability to grow their business and to really supersize their business blueprint just because they have this mindset or even this personal policy over how they're using social media. So as you look at your mindset systems, as you look at different things that that you're learning about marketing or marketing systems, it's always important to you test your assumptions that you have about that learning and then continuously upgrade. So remember that developmental filter that I mentioned earlier is think about continuous development, continuously stretching, because then all of that learning is going to be integrated into your executing your business blueprint. But once your blueprint is all is completed and you go through that process every year, it becomes easier and easier and it becomes autopilot. Each year, you're going to be taking a look at your goals. You're going to take a look at your objectives. You're going to start executing that business blueprint and realize just how much easier it is and the momentum that you're going to create from it because you're going through that exercise every year. And also taking the time to visualize even not only every year, but even 3 years out. And say, well, what do I want my business to look like in 3 years? And even taking a business blueprint process and doing that every year for the 3 years. So year one would be the year you're in, year two, and then year three. And it's really interesting to go through that process. You'll begin to see all those things you'll need to do to really supersize your results in 3 years. But it becomes very clear, too. And again, integrating that vision, integrating that mission, that purpose, integrating all of your goals and objectives through 4 of the main filters, internal, external, financial, and developmental. Okay. Big sigh, big breathe in and breathe out. I know I've given you a lot of information today about the business blueprint and supersizing it, but going through that process, if you haven't been through the 3-day intensive or haven't been through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, you'll want to get your hands on the Entrepreneurial Edge Biz Boost self-study program or attend the live event where we go through this business blueprint process in depth. But if any one of your business model's unclear, if your preferred client is unclear, if you're unclear in your head what you're going to be doing, then this blueprint process is going to be very difficult for you. But once you do have it done, once you have clarity around all of those different elements, then that's where you're going to see tremendous momentum and results in your business. I guarantee it because I've been through it, and that's how I developed this system. And so it's working time and time and time again. So Any other questions that you might have, again, remember to submit them to info@accelerateassociates.com. And if you had a question about this particular high content call, then you can still reference this high content call, and we'll be sure to get your question answered in the next Q&A session that is, again, scheduled for January 25th. So send your questions. And it doesn't have to be just about the high content call today. Any questions that you might have about building your business, and we'll highlight those in the informational call, or the Q&A call, rather. I want to thank everyone for coming and listening today. This concludes the High Content Success Circle call. So thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you too on January 20th at the teleseminar. See in quotes. I'll see you at the teleseminar on January 20th. So make sure you register. Again, that link is available in the Success Circle site. So thanks. And with that, everyone, until next time, create a great life. Bye, everyone.